More Hawaiians go back to what used to be home. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
There's nothing. Yeah. Our two vehicles gone, our apartment gone, the whole complex.
He and thousands of others who are now in hotels or shelters after Lahaina burned to the ground.
I've authorized a comprehensive review of what happened in the early hours of the fire and the hours thereafter.
Governor Josh Green says the wildfire traveled 1 mile per minute, and they expect to keep finding victims' bones and human remains in the ruins and ashes. Is that the 96 people confirmed dead.
The local government here is still limiting access to the town of Lahaina, devastated by fire, saying it's still unsafe and that they're still recovering bodies. In one case, an entire family of four was identified as victims. The hundreds still remain missing. People are urged to provide DNA swabs so loved ones could be identified.
That's Fox Weather's Max Gordon in Maui. A sheriff's deputy was shot and wounded early this morning in Muskegon County, Michigan. He's expected to survive, but the gunman's dead, killed when officers attempted to arrest him after a chase. In Mississippi, six white police officers who already pleaded guilty to federal charges in the January assault of two black men are expected to plead guilty to state charges today, including home invasion, obstructing justice, and conspiracy to hinder prosecution, accused of trying to cover up the assault that included torturing and injuring the two victims. Russia keeps bombarding Ukraine, where eight civilians are reported dead in the last 24 hours, but it could have been worse.
Ukraine says Russia launched three waves of attack on Odessa overnight, 15 drones and eight missiles in all. Every one, the Ukrainian Air Force claims, was shot down. The governor of the Odessa region tells us falling debris caused damage. Russia's increased its attacks on the port city of Odessa in recent weeks since the end of a deal allowing Ukraine to export grain.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Could former President Trump be indicted again this week? Barricades remain in place outside a Georgia courthouse.
Former Georgia Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan taking to X, the site formerly known as Twitter, over the weekend to confirm he will testify before a Fulton County grand jury tomorrow. Duncan, a Republican, adding in his tweet, quote, "I look forward to answering their questions around the 2020 election. Republicans should never let honesty be mistaken for weakness." Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis urged authorities across Georgia to ramp up security this month ahead of looming indictments regarding efforts to overturn the state's election results in 2020, including a possible fourth criminal indictment for former President Donald Trump. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
In court in Alabama today,
a three-judge federal panel will consider Alabama lawmakers' new congressional map. And if they don't approve of what lawmakers drew, they may end up drawing it themselves. Initially, the Republican-led legislature drew a map with only one black majority district. African-American and voting rights groups sued, arguing there should be two black majority districts. The Supreme Court sided with them, a majority finding the map violated the Voting Rights Act. Now the lawmakers' new map still has only one district with a black majority, but they increased the number of black voters in another district to 40%, arguing that still gives them the opportunity to select the representative of their choice. Many black Democratic lawmakers said this new map is still violating the rules. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Investigators in Pennsylvania are trying to determine why a house exploded Saturday in Plumborough.
There have been five victims recovered from the scene, four of which are adults, and we have one adolescent child.
That's Police Chief Lanny Conley. Another person was critically injured. Several homes nearby damaged. Near Ann Arbor, Michigan, a jet hit a bird during an air show. The pilot and passenger safely ejected the plane crash. Nobody on the ground was injured. On Wall Street, stock futures rising modestly. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Illinois informing residents about the next round of funding for Illinois Electric's vehicle rebate program. Next round opens November 1st. It'll run through January 31st. Program offers a $4,000 rebate for the purchase of an all-electric passenger car or a $1,500 rebate for the purchase of an all-electric motorcycle. First responders and community members looking back at the last 2 years of emergencies in one Ford County town, Saturday they all came together to honor one another and reflect on their quick life-saving efforts. Rain flooded Gibson City 2 years ago, damaging homes and businesses there. That was the beginning of significant events emergency crews would respond to over the next few months. Champaign Park District hosting one of its most popular events of the summer this weekend, Champaign Urbana Days at Douglas Park. The event including vendors, gospel music, free face painting, and inflatables. Park District Coordinator Robert White said it's a special way to close out the summer months. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Yep, we're back. I mean, Champaign School's in session.
Yeah.
Here we go.
They're saying watch it when you're driving in those school zones. Yep. Be aware the kids are coming back.
We've got fall, man. It's August 14, so yeah, it's fall already. Are you kidding me? It's unbelievable.
Well, wait a minute. Wait. But I got a heat wave in my hip pocket for you next week.
Okay. Weather brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you the back-to-school physicals and the sports physicals. You can take care of that at a location near you. Just visit carl.org for details.
All right, meteorologist Greg Soyer with what's ahead in our weather. What you seeing there, fella?
Now it's the old Splitsville here, the Champaign Split, with some big rains on the overnight in the wee hours of this morning, tracking the way over the southernmost reaches of the Corn Belt, and flood advisories up into parts of southern and southeastern Wisconsin. That's sort of the ongoing epicenter of dryness and drought as it applies to the eastern Corn Belt. A lot of that state in extreme to exceptional drought, probably way too late to matter on the corn side. Maybe some beans will help, but there are soaking rains. There may be as much as 2 to 4 inches of rain up there. As far south as a place called Chicago for the day today and in through this evening. So watch for some ponding if you're in that general direction there. Otherwise, a couple of sprinkles in the parts of Champaign and Iroquois counties right now. A couple of showers south of Springfield. We're going to sit kind of in between this weather system. Very comfortable environs here for the first week of school. Things heat up over the weekend. And we've got readings that will be ranging well through the 90s around here with a pickup on humidity beginning Sunday and lasting much of next week and probably into the following week as well. Boy, if it were July, we'd be peddling 100-degree heat around here, but we're not. But 90 to 95, hot enough for late August. 71 out the door this morning, 77 the forecast time, with a couple of showers around this morning and again this afternoon. South winds will turn to the west. That'll put a kibosh on evening rain with a shower chance at best. 61 the low. Partly sunny, pleasant for the day tomorrow at 75. 50s tomorrow night. Sunshine 78 on Wednesday. We'll top the lower 80s on Thursday. Maybe a small threat for a shower in the morning. And then after a middle 80-degree high on Friday, the heat's on. 88 Saturday, 93 Sunday, up to 95 next Monday and Tuesday. For CBD Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
All right, thank you, Greg. We are off and running ESPN 93.5. It is Monday morning, August 14. And again, I don't know what Urbana's doing, but I know Champaign's back today.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got Marching Illini started practice yesterday.
Oh, I know that.
Yesterday. They were out there marching.
And signs everywhere saying people are moving in.
Yep.
So just be aware.
So my bolt through Campus Town, which I was doing daily, will end today. I will not be going to Campus Town today. Happy to welcome back Raven Harrison, political strategist, former congressional candidate, author of Raven's Mantle, Fighting the Betrayal of America. Could you give me the timeline you gave me last week where you said this happened to Hunter, the next day Trump? What was that you came up with last week?
It was me kind of monitoring the timeline, but yes, I can absolutely do that. So it was a one day. What I was highlighting is a one day turnaround for when misdeeds are found by the Biden family, and then when Trump is indicted. So it goes basically March 17th. Hunter admitted the laptop was real. On the 18th, Trump was indicted. On June 8th, the FBI, you know, alleged that Biden had taken bribes. And on the 9th of June, Trump was indicted. On the 26th of July, Hunter's plea deal, the sweetheart deal with Weiss, that the one that Weiss orchestrated, was collapsing. And on the 27th, Trump was indicted. And the 31st, Devin Archer testified before Congress that Joe Biden was involved in many of the business dealings with Hunter, and on the 1st of August, Trump was indicted. And now we can add special counsel was assembled, you know, basically Hunter being asked to investigate himself and on Friday, and now they're talking about new charges, a fourth indictment on Trump today, possibly.
So how does that happen? I mean, the government can't do anything that efficiently. This is amazing. It really is. It's like,
it is. And it's communist-esque. And I hope that people are paying attention to this timeline, because, again, it's not about Trump. It's about any one of us. If this is how the justice system works, where they just target you, decide you're guilty of something, and they just keep hammering you, and meanwhile, they're deflecting about what's going on. I mean, we found, I'm old enough to remember when they found cocaine in the White House.
No, that was a mystery. We'll never get to the bottom of that one. No, it is shocking. It really is. And then they come up with a special counsel for special prosecutor for Hunter Biden, and everyone's, wow, it's Barry Weiss. It's the guy that did this first plea. I know I'm silly, and this is very old-fashioned, but that's against the law. You're supposed to get somebody outside the government for special. What? I guess we just pick and choose what we're following here.
Well, not only that, but you normally, in order to maintain the air of justice, you know, justice is supposed to be blind, not deaf and stupid. So the problem is we have is this guy is the architect. He literally put together that sweetheart deal for Hunter and then asked to be appointed to special counsel. He said, I don't have the power. I need to be granted. And Merrick Garland says, okay. And so how many people, what kind of confidence would that instill in you to walk into a courtroom knowing basically your prosecutor had raised his hand and said, me, pick me. And that's how they're going to investigate, and you're going to try to maintain that as fair and impartial. It's just not possible. Even if you switch the R's to the D's, it's still a horrible, you know, miscarriage of justice, and everyone knows it.
It'll be like all of Donald Trump's judges would be Donald Trump Jr. I'd like that. That would be good. So it's just like it is a dizzying.
But wink, wink, it's going to be okay.
All right, lastly, before we let you go, at 712 on the Tappan's Towing phone line, Raven Harrison, did you see in Marion County, Kansas, this is a nothing story that freaks me out. Apparently, the newspaper there in Marion County, which is like 10,000 people, they ran a story about a restaurateur having to kick out somebody from the newspaper, and there's a bad story about the restaurant and the facts, and they raided the home. The publisher was like 98 in Marion County, Kansas. She died the next day from the trauma of the. But they went in and took all their computers and stuff. It's the size of Charleston, Illinois.
Wow.
What the world is that kind of a communist, fascist move?
It is, and that's what you need people to understand when I tell people this is not about Donald Trump. This is about us. The same rights that we are questioning being violated with him are being violated with us. I mean, they're trying to prosecute him for saying there was something funny. We need to just make sure everything was fair and above board in these elections. I mean, Hillary Clinton and Stacey Abrams did the same thing. They said, nope, not accepting the results. You know, it didn't happen. It's rigged. It was not fair, and yet neither of them indicted, and you're literally going after Trump for this. And that's what I should tell people is, if Trump breaks under this or cracks under this, where does that leave the average person where your government can just, they know better than you, and they're going to come after you. So I'm telling you, people need to get behind pushing back on this, because this is exactly what we were warned about by our founding fathers.
Raven Harrison, how can people find you in your book, Raven's Mantle?
They can find me at ravenharrison.com, our website, and a link to the book is there. It's on Amazon and barnesandnoble.com, and they can find me on social media as raven_txwarrior.
Thank you so much, Raven. Appreciate you. ESPN 93.5, 714 sports headlines.
Well, the St. Louis Cardinals, no score to report because they were off on a Sunday. Who does that?
Never heard of that. Yeah.
So anyway, they're traveling to the West Coast to face the A's. Let's get your Redbird
weekend.
I think
they're home.
Oh.
Cardinals host tonight.
I thought that's one of the reasons why they were off is because they
were... No, we have no idea why they were off on Sunday. I've never heard of a Sunday not playing baseball, but no, they get a host now. So
okay.
They're home. Here we go.
Well, good morning, everyone. The Cardinals open up a three-game series with the Oakland A's tonight. It's a 6:45 first pitch for Miles Michaelis at Busch Stadium. He'll be opposed by Oakland A's lefty J.P. Sears. The Cardinals will pitch Dakota Hudson in Game 2 of this series, and the Wednesday game will be handled by Matthew Liberatore. The A's, who have the worst record in the American League and the worst record in baseball, took a painful loss yesterday against the Washington Nationals. They were up 7-2 in the ninth inning, and the Nationals scored six runs in the bottom of the ninth and won the ball game 8-7. The Cardinals had a rare Sunday off. They took yesterday off after splitting a two-game series in Kansas City with the Royals. They're back at it with another American League team, the A's, tonight at the ballpark. We have the pregame at 5:50, first pitch at 6:45. I'm Tom Ackerman for the Cardinals Radio Network.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Well, it looks like Toronto avoided a sweep, 11-4 over the Cubs yesterday.
Cubs got 2 out of 3 up there. That's right. Really good.
So, and sweeping Milwaukee Brewers over the Chicago White Sox. Yeah. That final was 7-3. The Walter Camp Football Foundation announced 45 players to the watch list. Johnny Newton's on there. Mm. Go Illini. Are we ready for football, Steve?
I think we are ready.
Okay.
Ready for
football training camp and... you know, we've got September 1st against Toledo, and that'll be the 83 reunion of the Rose Bowl, and 80s belong to the Illini and all of that, so good stuff.
I think we have a chance to go to another bowl game 2 years in a row, for sure.
Oh, I forgot to look up the, speaking of football, Saints over the Chiefs in preseason action, 26-24.
Oh, take it, for sure.
Raiders over the 49ers, 34-7. I forgot to look up how the Barcelona game went with
We won the game with 35. Again, the reason we're focused on 3-point shooting is because we were so bad at it.
Okay.
But apparently, the percentage wise, I think we were worse in this three game in Spain. We shot 20%. It wasn't very good from three. But again, coach assigned an assistant to coach each game. So each assistant had a chance to be the head coach every game. It was just a practice game. I mean, it's like, you know, a bunch of guys going down to Unity's Rocket Center and playing a team from Spain.
Sure,
I mean,
sure.
it really was an enhanced practice. Wouldn't take a ton out of this.
I see a 103-69 score here.
Yep. I think that was yesterday's score.
Okay.
So anyway, it's a great trip for the kids. It's a great chance to travel, see Spain, play a little basketball that had different jerseys. And, you know, hey, we got a couple of months here before we really get back to it. I think the team's off for a number of weeks now. Weather brought to you by Urbana Park District.
And they remind you lots of great programs coming up this fall, and you should get involved, including some swim lessons if you like. Just learn more at urbanaparks.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. Next weather system splitting its way through the Midwest with a couple of patches of showers, thunderstorms to the south. Heavy rainfall prospects as you get up to the Kankakee, the I-80 corridor on northward. We'll get into some scattered random activity for today. Winding out this evening in a quiet weather picture then takes us right on through the upcoming weekend, except the start for a pattern change that heralds the arrival of some mid and late summertime heat and humidity across the area. Up to 77 today, and a couple of showers and thunderstorms will roll the area at times. With the south wind shifting to the west, it'll be gusty for the afternoon. Shower lingers early on tonight, mostly cloudy, 61. Partly sunny, pleasant tomorrow at 75. We'll bottom out in the 50s with a clearing sky for tomorrow night. Wednesday, sunshine in 78. Thursday, could be a stray shower in the morning, the high to 82. 80s for highs Friday and Saturday, up into the lower 90s and mid-90s at that Sunday to Monday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solge.
At Busey Bank, we're proud to serve our local community through financial guidance and community investment. Offering sound advice and actionable insight, Busey builds financial strength, supports homeownership dreams, and offers customized lending strategies, connecting with our neighbors to build stronger communities. Busey Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Goldman Sachs economists now believe the Federal Reserve could be cutting interest rates next spring. They believe the Fed will start cutting rates by a quarter of a percentage point, stabilizing at 3%, though they warn rates could hold steady if inflation doesn't cool fast enough. Foxconn, the company that assembles iPhones, is holding up better than expected. Its profit declined in the recent quarter, but not as much as Wall Street was predicting. The news is giving Apple shares a boost. Tesla is back to cutting prices in China, offering a discount of more than $1,000 on some Model 3 sedans there and about $2,000 on a Model Y SUV. Though the cuts have allowed demand to hold up in China, lower prices are creating concern about how much profit car makers are making per car. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda, invested in you.
Well, they say there are certain things that shouldn't be brought up at the kitchen table, but not here at the Duffys. So pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
And we're going to share some real life solutions as well to the everyday issues that you all talk about. And we're going to talk about some of those things that we agree on.
And some that we don't.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Hi, this is Kirk Lehman with Aftershock Decals and Design, and right now we are looking for an honest, hardworking individual that wants a career with Aftershock Decals and Design. If you have any kind of experience wrapping vehicles, tinting windows, we want you.
You can't touch this.
No, not that kind of wrapper.
You can't touch this.
Please go to our website at aftershockdd.com, click on the Jobs tab, and send in your resume. We want you. aftershockdd.com.
Tapman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
I couldn't talk about it because we were trying to keep it a secret, but Christian proposed marriage to Riley Suits.
Yay!
On Saturday afternoon, and
She
said yes. But it was such a difficult, because I am very open-mouthed and talk.
Well, that's your job.
Well, I know, but I had to keep a secret here. I didn't even tell Diane.
I mean, especially to me.
I know. Didn't tell you at all and didn't want to because I wasn't supposed to say anything because there's just a lot of people around this town that would have heard something.
Well,
and
Anna just got married and to a St. Joe guy, and Riley's a St. Joe gal.
Yeah.
And so there are a lot of parallels there that, you know, I'm kind of glad you didn't tell me because I would have.
Well, it was just too easy to get out.
So exactly.
But the whole thing was set up for 8 weeks. I mean, it was set up to be a kind of a young CU church, young people gathering. And so it was going to be at the Watkins Farm with friends of ours. And so it was all set up. And so it was going to work this way where, you know, Christian said, you want to go to this? We probably ought to support it because we've been leaders in it. And So she said, yes. And what are you going to wear? So she had something on that was pretty.
Okay.
So it was all kind of that way, but it was never going to be a dinner. It was never going to be a dinner. So then you get there and it was just the golf cart was blocking the path. And they had, so anyway, it was just really, really well done. As soon as Christian looked at her in the golf cart and said, there's no dinner, she's just started crying. So she knew that it was going to be at some point, but didn't know exactly when and didn't want to know. But it, Pastor Evan was the youth guy that was actually in on the phone call that he made when the golf cart blocked the path.
Okay.
And said, yeah, bring your backpack because I could hold the ring. I need the laptop. So the whole thing was she heard all that. And it was just, okay, that's all makes sense. So anyway, so it was a great moment.
Wow. And
one of those,
orchestrating a lot of different
details. Really a lot involved. And so Janet and Grace and I went up early, got the golf cart in place. Janet and Grace set out the picnic. under the willow tree. Beautiful setting.
Yeah, it was.
All over Facebook last night.
And, you know, there were some pictures taken, so somebody was sitting somewhere to do that.
Somebody and her daughter. The daughter videoed.
Okay.
The woman took pictures hiding behind trees and then came out, and they did a whole hour photo session. So the pictures, the ones I've seen, are beautiful.
I have, too.
Yeah. So it's just a God moment. It's a great moment. These two kids are foundation of faith. It's just exciting, and both of them being from here. And Riley's just a darling young lady, and she's just so smart, too. So I said, you're going to have kids that are very smart and very athletic, because she's also, there's a video of Riley Suits in high school when the St. Joe Ogden girls won the state championship in the 4x4, 400 meters for each young lady. Riley gets the baton as a two-person in this relay, and she's 40 yards behind everybody. And by the time she runs one lap, she's 40 yards ahead of everybody.
Nice.
She sprinted around that track, and it's a heck of a video to have. I was just looking at it going, what, this is Secretariat. What's going on here?
Nice.
She just blew by everybody. She's very athletic, and Christian is too. So anyway, it was just really, really great scene, great moment. They wanted to be alone, so it's great. So
congratulations.
We're going to have two weddings probably in 10 months.
Right.
So we got another one coming up next year. Now, official date has not been set. But just to go through all that, and then we had a very small gathering of the media, like, you know, all the really close.
Sure.
They didn't want something very big.
Okay, so that was at your house.
That was at our house. Okay. And so that's why I was painting forever. And so just the sheer rush and get it done, because the job was bigger than I expected, so I was painting literally every day and every night.
Well, I knew that you were focused on getting that done, but I didn't realize there was a goal behind it.
Well, and then I had told somebody at CrossFit that I have Thursdays my deadline. I said that the weekend before, and then they said, well, why Thursday? And then I said, oh, you know, I just want to get it done for Grace's wedding.
Okay.
So I had to.
Which is a few months out.
So yeah. Anyway, so it was. I actually felt tired yesterday after all the adrenaline and everything else.
Right.
Anyway, it's a happy, happy day when your kiddos get engaged and you're happy with who they're marrying and all that. It's just, so I got one eligible, available son. Well, kind of available, not really. Anyway, Benjamin's the last to propose marriage. So here we go. Amazing how fast life goes. It really is. All right. 727 ESPN 93.5, our Stever offer program, where I, Stevie J, give you money. You spend it today from Long Branch.
Mm-hmm.
Up in Gifford, you went Saturday.
I went Saturday.
What did you indulge in on Saturday night?
Filet mignon. Oof. And the bacon wrapped around it. And I had the green beans and the mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese is good now.
And those noodles. It's just terrific. And then, of course, the salad with the frog dressing. Mm-hmm. Mike had filet mignon and a baked potato. And the baked potato comes out hot, and it's just...
He has a way to do that where the thing is so...
What the trick
I think
is.
I think it's several hours in the oven wrapped in foil.
Okay.
Several hours.
Mm-hmm.
Then it comes out real mushy, so it's not chunky.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put all your stuff on it.
And Aiden's a fan of chicken strips, and they're unusual chicken strips there. They're really good.
So here you go, $50. I'm handing you $50 for free. Your job will be... for this one, because they're open Wednesday through Saturday, so I give you 2 weekends. So if you win this thing today, you got this week and next week to use it.
Okay.
Yeah, otherwise, it turns into a pumpkin on the 26th.
Yeah, I can't use it.
Yep. So anyway, it's GoStever.com. Thousands of you have joined our club. Thousands of you. And if you want to try for $50 to go eat steak, it's free to enter, free to try, and good luck. You get an email tonight if you're one of our winners.
Long Branch Steakhouse, 310 South Main Street in beautiful downtown Gifford.
Transformational life coach. She overcame tremendous adversity to rise up the ranks of corporate America. We're going to meet Michelle Christopher coming up.
Okay.
That'll be next. So stand by. It is Monday. This is August 14, and we might get a little rain today with a heat wave this weekend and into next week with like 90.
Okay.
It's 7:30.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style, so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Donald Trump bracing for what could be a fourth indictment this week from Georgia, where the federal grand jury hearing witnesses. But GOP candidate Vivek Ramaswamy looking at an impeachment inquiry into President Biden to uncover more details on the foreign business with his son Hunter and payments from places like Ukraine.
I'm on record going in favor of an impeachment inquiry on Biden because I personally believe the Ukraine war is indeed a repayment for a bribe made, now sending $200 billion of taxpayer money in the other direction.
Ramaswamy on Fox Sunday Morning Futures. Another flash mob smash and grab at a Nordstrom's in Topanga Canyon, California. 30 people stealing over $100,000 worth of goods on the response.
In a statement, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass saying what happened to the Nordstrom in the Topanga Mall is absolutely unacceptable.
Fox's Alicia Acuna. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Joe Miller. Congrats in order for Champaign-Urbana Public Health District. USDA is awarding its Women, Infants, and Children program after a long application process. They're now one of the four programs in the state to get the Gold Award this year. Their education services, trained breastfeeding experts, and counselors played a role in that designation. Hundreds of school districts across the nation starting a four-day school schedule this fall. Now parents in central Illinois wondering if the state will follow suit. While more than 900 school districts in 25 states going full force on the new method, Rand Tool teacher Tanya Kirby said Illinois should pump the brakes, saying, "We have so many kids that don't have a structure at home. I think that day would be a detriment." More than 300 Decatur teaching assistants asking for a mediator to be present when bargaining with the school district. The school board and TA's union have been negotiating a new contract since the month of April. That's a look at what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign Urbana is Saturday, and another weather system and fairly impressive one at that for this point in summertime, making its way across the Midwest, but split into a couple of areas of significant rainfall. One batch south, another one up north of the Kankakee. We'll sit in between for the day today. Once this thing moves on through, it's a quiet and eventful weather picture with pleasant temperatures through the middle part of the week, a warm up late in the week, and some heat wave weather conditions over the weekend, more so for next week. A couple of showers, thunderstorms in parts of the area for the day today, up to 77. South winds will turn gusty from the west. Lingering shower chance early on tonight, down to 61. Partly sunny for the day tomorrow. Temperatures a few degrees below average with a north wind and 75. Sunshine pleasant for the day Wednesday at 78. Could be a stray shower here for Thursday morning, up to 82 in the afternoon. 80s for highs. Friday and Saturday, lower 90s on Sunday. Mid-90s with high humidity in here for early next week. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Ready for an exciting change? At Merle Norman, we can take your look from ordinary to extraordinary in a matter of minutes. Our innovative skincare, perfectly matched foundations, and on-trend colors will make a difference that's written all over your face. Come in and see what a makeover can do. We'll help select the products that are just right for you, and we'll teach you tips that the pros know about applying your most flattering shades. Ask for your free express makeover today, calling 217-359-8100 or visit 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign.
Hey, Class A CDL drivers. Gale Ferrix Trucking wants to invite you to join our team and get a taste of what it's like to work with a team that cares about you your home time, and your professional growth, as well as your paycheck. This is Operations Manager Donna Onstad inviting you to join us as we continue building the company you would have started if you knew then what you know now. Gale Frerichs Trucking. Call 765-793-7131 today. Our drivers are pre-dispatched, make a guaranteed minimum gross pay of $1,200 per week, have paid vacations and benefits, and are home every weekend and sometimes during the week for quality family time. Our openings are limited, so don't miss your opportunity with the top-paying trucking company in the area, Gale Frerichs Trucking. Call 765-793-7131 today. The days are getting longer, and our customers are booking us up with freight. Gale Frerichs Trucking. 765-793-7131 or email timo@gftlog.com.
ESPN 93.5, glad you're listening. Happy to welcome to the program Michelle Christopher. Are you there, Michelle?
I am. Good morning.
Transformational life coach. She overcame tremendous adversity to rise up the ranks of corporate America. Now taking the lessons she's learned, sharing it with others, her coaching philosophy is rooted in empathy, compassion, authenticity. What's the number one thing you learned through your adversity, Michelle?
That resilience belongs to everyone.
Resilience belongs to everybody. Well, why can some do it and some can't?
I think it's mindset. And I think that we don't celebrate our successes enough.
Well, we tend to kind of poo-poo compliments, don't we?
I do think that we do.
Why?
Well, I think that our brains look for patterns. And so, you know, when we have a thought that we decide to bring forward, our brain is going to look for patterns to prove that to be true. And so if you believe negative things about yourself and then someone tries to say something positive, it doesn't match the pattern, the thought that you have, the one sentence that gets stuck in your brain, it doesn't match it. So your brain tries to throw it out because it wants to look for patterns.
It's Michelle Christopher on the Tammins Towing phone line. By the way, Brother Johnny has just jumped in from New Orleans. Johnny, it's nice to see you.
Well, man. It's great to be here.
Great to have my brother here.
He's, yeah, you do have to start positive. You always go negative, too. Ooh, if you're just kind of... We're not satisfied sometimes. We want to... I've always been impressed with... If you don't win, you lost. Even if you get third out of 203 people, it's
you
like, didn't win. Lost.
Yeah. All right, there's something about GTP, ChatGPT, that we've talked about before. So if I ask ChatGPT, by the way, ChatGPT had 153 visits in November of last year. 153,000 visits in November of last year. And now in February and May, it attracted, by May, it attracted 142 million visits a month. It's gone up somewhat. Can ChatGPT, it can write me a speech on hope. Can it give me life coaching advice, Michelle?
It can give you really great tips and tricks and general resources. But if you want something specific to your life, because as humans, we are multifaceted, we live highly complex lives. And I have clients that come to me with the same issue, but I develop very different plans for them based off of their beliefs, based off of their personal life, their work life, all of that. That's something that ChatGPT cannot do. It doesn't have the discernment. It doesn't have that emotional IQ that a life coach or a therapist would have.
Well, I mean, a machine can't do it, and they never will. But, you know, with COVID and our isolation, I think we're all kind of messed up still from that.
I agree. I do think that people are still experiencing some mental health challenges out of that. That was a pretty significant change that came upon us pretty abruptly, and our brains don't normally process that well, quickly. So it is helpful to reach out to somebody. If you are struggling, if you are finding that, you know, life is a little bit difficult, if you're more irritable with basic challenges during the day, I do recommend that you reach out to a therapist or a coach.
Yeah, I tell you what, I doubt if you'll ever be seeking work, Michelle. You've got, you know, plenty of people to talk to. Michelle Christopher, how can people find you?
They can find me at my website, Michelle Christopher Coaching, and that's Michelle with one L, ChristopherCoaching.com.
Hey, thanks for being on. Appreciate it. Nice meeting you.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Michelle Christopher on the Tapman's Towing phone line, ESPN 93.5. All right, Johnny, watch this. I want to show Johnny what I can do here.
Okay, with the chat GPT.
You're going to stand by.
Come up with a speech already?
Yeah, I am. Well, write me a 1-minute speech on why America is the greatest place in the world.
Okay, ChatGPT. Do you know what that stands for?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm already ready.
You're kidding.
It's ready.
Okay, let's hear it.
Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, Johnny, Diane, wonderful audience. Today I stand before you to express why America holds a unique place in the world. It's a nation forged on the principles of liberty, opportunity, and diversity from the vast landscapes that stretch from sea to shining sea to the countless stories of immigrants finding refuge and prosperity. America embodies a spirit of aspiration and innovation. Our democratic values empower citizens to participate in shaping their destiny, while freedom of speech ensures that diverse voices can be heard. The American dream isn't just a phrase. It's a reality for millions who have risen from humble beginnings to achieve greatness. This land has produced pioneers who've revolutionized industries, artists who've moved our hearts, and scientists who've unlocked the secrets of the universe. But what truly makes America exceptional is its resilience. Time and again, this nation has faced challenges head-on, leaning, growing, emerging stronger than before. Our willingness to confront our past, acknowledge our flaws, strive for a more perfect union sets an example for the world. So let us remember that America's greatness lies not only in its achievements, but it's its capacity to learn, evolve, and unite. As we move forward, let's continue to uphold the values that make this land a beacon of hope, opportunity, and progress for all. Thank you.
Well, that was pretty good.
That's a two-second he wrote, so what the heck?
Nice. That was just, after you said, write me a one-minute deal.
Yeah.
And it just...
Subject.
The you named computer the did it.
Yeah. That fast.
Okay. And what does GPT stand for?
Diane?
haven't Googled
Chat
it.
Chat GPT.
GPT. But if you have, what are the stats here? May had attracted, it's up 187% just from April. And there's hundreds of millions now going to this and using it as a tool every day. There's Chat GPT, like, you know, how to use it best.
But do you have to pay to sign up?
No.
ChatGPT is intelligent chat box that helps automate chat tasks. It's named for the acronym Chat Generative Pre-trained Transformer.
Generated Pre-trained Transformer. Well,
okay, I'm not going to read this next one, but let me try another one. Write me a 10-minute speech on gun control.
Okay, that'll. How long is that? It's done? It's writing right now. I'm watching it write the speech.
It's 10 minutes.
You know, I did have a friend who's a teacher told her third graders that we are now going to handwrite your essays because we're doing them in class because you're not going to do that to me because she was getting these great essays.
Yeah, right.
third graders. But like, I mean,
how do you know ChatGPT isn't writing term papers in college?
Well, you don't. So you got to change how you do that.
I actually think they're coming out with checks on how to compare and then wonder. Now you can take the base of it, kind of change some words, but I mean, this is going to be a problem for papers and teachers, and you just can't quite figure all that out
yet. Kind of dumbs us down.
Well,
again.
Also, you can
turn it over to the computer.
Artificial intelligence can now sing a John Lennon song. There's another John Lennon release because you can now duplicate his sound based on what's out there
right now.
So you can have him do another song.
Match the vocals.
Well, it's
and there's a new. I think it's right. You could have the president of China come out and say some extraordinary things, and you freak out, but it's not him.
Well, wait till you go down the street and say, I can't believe you said that, Steve. What did I say?
Exactly
I
right.
didn't say that.
That wasn't me.
I
heard you say it.
We could be next here on ESPN 93.5.
Woo-wee, I tell you what. Okay, sports headlines at 7:44.
St. Louis Cardinals, with the day off yesterday, are gearing up for a contest against the Oakland A's. Should we get the Redbird recap?
I think we're fine.
Okay.
I think the Cardinals
6:45 start here.
Chicago Cubs have a chance to make the postseason.
They
played really well.
Well, not yesterday. Toronto won 11-4.
Won 2 out of 4.
Exactly.
Though. 2 out of 3.
Fine. Yeah. That's fine.
No, the Cubs are right there. They're half a game out for the wild card spot.
Okay.
And
Well, let's see. It's August. Yeah.
So it's plenty of time. Plenty of time. Right. They're doing well. And listen, the Cardinals play in the next 12 games teams they'll be favored to beat.
Right.
So listen. The Cubs.
Okay.
The next 12 games on teams they'll be favored to beat. 12 games in a row. So it's a real shot here. The Cardinals are having one of the worst seasons they've ever had. And the Cubs, out of nowhere, are now playoff contenders.
Well, I've been running around the country to kids' camp, so I have not paid attention. Yeah, right. But I take it the Cards have no shot right now.
It's a 5% chance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Five. Well, so you say we got a chance.
Think of the guy that got $1 billion in Florida.
Yeah. How about the one guy that got $1.6 billion in Florida? One guy.
Yeah.
So Athletics are 33-84 on the season.
Yeah, they're really bad. But.
And the Cardinals are 52-66 on the season.
Okay. They were 14 under 500 in May, so they've been 500 since. They just can't get over the hump.
I got you.
Yeah.
So, and I believe the Cubs have the day off today. Milwaukee swept the Chicago White Sox 7-3 yesterday. The Walter Camp Football Foundation announced some players for the watch list, and Johnny Newton was on there. Go Illini. Our Illinois basketball team, 103-69 winners over the Catalonia All-Stars. They had a trip to Spain, Johnny.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, how about that?
Did some touring. Brad Underwood assigned an assistant coach to be the head coach for each of the three games, so they have a chance to be head coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I tell you, I remember that story when things have changed. I was getting on the airplane, and I had two souvenirs from Toledo, Spain. One was a battle axe, which stuck out of my carry-on. Because the handle was in. And over my shoulder, I had the stick with the chain and the ball with the spikes.
Oh, yeah.
And I was putting it overhead. Sir, you have to put that under the seat.
Okay. Your medieval style.
It under the seat. TSA allowed those things back in the day.
Well, there
wasn't really a TSA per se. That was 1972, so it's been a while.
Things have changed a little bit since then. We had some preseason action where the Saints ended up winning over the Chiefs.
Take it.
We need a little morale boost. Yeah. That's the Super Bowl champ. So, you know, we got a little to go on. It's preseason, but when you win, you win. It was just like we were just talking to the lady about positive.
Yeah, right.
It's always more positive when you win.
Sure. That's right.
That's one of our American things.
Tight end Tyler Davis tore his ACL Friday in that Green Bay Packers game against the Cincinnati Bengals. So Packers fans are getting nervous.
Oh, boy.
A little nervous about that. But, so that's a summary of sports, essentially. I'm Diane Ducey.
Long Branch Steakhouse, $50 bills. I'm handing those out at ghoststever.com. Just enter. You can also register if you're not a member, and you can try and win $50. Long Branch, that's the Stever offer. ESPN 93.5. So I had this woman. I can't find it. I had it already. Raven Harrison had given me the timeline for all the bad things that happened to Hunter Biden, and the next day bad things happened to Trump. How they do that was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
If I can just jump in somewhere here.
When misdeeds are found by the Biden family, and then when Trump is indicted. So it goes basically March 17th, Hunter admitted the laptop was real. On the 18th, Trump was indicted. On June 8th, the FBI, alleged that Biden had taken bribes. And on the 9th of June, Trump was indicted. On the 26th of July, Hunter's plea deal, the sweetheart deal, with Weiss, that the one that Weiss orchestrated was collapsing. And on the 27th, Trump was indicted. And the 31st, Devin Archer testified before Congress that Joe Biden was involved in many of the business dealings with Hunter. And on the 1st of August, Trump was indicted. And now we can add special counsel was assembled, basically Hunter being asked to investigate himself. And on Friday, and now they're talking about new charges, a fourth indictment on Trump today.
Yeah, that should be coming out here this week.
Well, Trump said one more indictment. He thinks he's got it. He'll win the election if he just gets one more indictment.
One thing it is good for is 24/7 news channels that can just wring their hands and talk about this forever.
Well, and it's gotten so ridiculous. I've lost the energy for it. I just hope we can turn these people out because it's not going to change. That's how they do it. It's a formula, and it doesn't have anything to do with reality. But we got a lot of things we need to deal with.
So the sweetheart deal that would have given Hunter Biden immunity on anything ever, was scrapped by the judge, and that was formulated and concocted by a guy named Barry Weiss. So Friday, Merrick Garland comes out and says there's a special prosecutor for Hunter Biden, and it's going to be Barry Weiss. Well, the law says you have to have somebody outside the government be a special prosecutor, and they're signing the guy that made the sweetheart deal as the special prosecutor.
Well, first of all, what the law says is irrelevant because yeah. We've seen they're going to do whatever they want to do, and it doesn't have to have any real basis. And that's called abuse of power.
Oof.
Or incompetence or negligence, whatever you want to call it. But it doesn't do us any good. And we've got things that are very important that we need to look at. And I hope we get someone who's going to try to do the job.
Yeah. You know? One poll, Vivek Ramaswamy has now passed Ron DeSantis, if it matters.
I think Vivek could be very interesting. I'm all for it. We got nothing to lose. Right. We've had Joe. I think it'd be good to elect someone smart now.
Well, he's very smart.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. All right. It is 7:51 ESPN 93.5. We check our weather. Apparently a little heat wave.
Yeah, coming up next week. How long are you staying, Johnny?
I'll be here for a week because I have to go to the Uni High School class. There's a group getting together that they're having their 50th reunion.
Nice.
They invited me.
All righty.
Oh, I was actually in that class.
Yeah, all right.
Go Rockets.
All right. Hey, Diane, look up Marion County, Kansas, because I really want to hit that today.
Okay.
We'll be right back about how a newspaper in Marion County, population 10,000, got raided. They took all the computers. 98-year-old publisher fell over and died. And what the heck? Free speech? Stand by.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. Next weather system splitting its way through the Midwest with a couple of patches of showers and thunderstorms to the south. Heavy rainfall prospects as you get up to the Kankakee, the I-80 corridor on northward. We'll get into some scattered random activity for today, winding out this evening in a quiet weather picture then. Takes us right on through the upcoming weekend, except the start for a pattern change that heralds the arrival of some mid and late summertime heat and humidity across the area. Up to 77 today, and a couple of showers and thunderstorms will roam the area at times. With a south wind shifting to the west, it'll be gusty for the afternoon. Shower lingers early on tonight, mostly cloudy, 61. Partly sunny, pleasant tomorrow at 75. We'll bottom out in the 50s with a clearing sky for tomorrow night. Wednesday, sunshine in 78. Thursday, could be a stray shower in the morning, the high up to 82. 80s for highs. Friday and Saturday, up into the lower 90s and mid-90s at that. Sunday to Monday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solge.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
As the summer temperatures rise, make sure your energy bills stay low. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing to upgrade to a high-efficiency Lennox air conditioner. Dogtown offers financing, including 0% no interest for qualifying customers. And if you have rooms in your house that don't seem to stay cool, call and ask about the great rebates on the Daikin and Douglas mini-splits. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
If you're looking for a pre-owned car, truck, or van, look no further than Sarah Champaign. You know them for their five incredible vehicle brands, the BMW, Honda, Subaru, Buick, and GMC. But did you know they also have over 100 used cars, trucks, and vans in stock right now? And at Sarah Champaign, they will take care of you. You can trust them. And prices begin at under $2,000. Stop by Sarah Champaign. They're at Burwash and Savoy, or go online, sarahchampaign.com. That's Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com. Yeah, this story caught my eye today because, again, we're under the auspices of free speech here in America, or we have been for a very long time. It is the First Amendment of the Constitution. So Marion County, Kansas, is where this story emanated. And do you have that pulled up?
I do.
Okay.
Right there, Stevie J.
And I handed some to Johnny on the paper side of it, but a small central Kansas police department is facing a torrent of criticism for raiding a local newspaper's office and the home of its owner and publisher, seizing computers and cell phones in the publisher's view, stressing his 98-year-old mother enough to cause her weekend death. Hmm. So that's the first paragraph. Well,
first of all, the thing is in a building.
His name is Eric Meyer, by the way.
Not our Eric Meyer.
Not our Eric.
Anyway, it's in a bill. It's like you go to Tolono. What was Tolono's paper called?
The Southside Journal.
No,
Southside
Journal.
No, I think Southern Champaign County.
Oh, we had the County Star.
County Star. All right, so the County Star. This is roughly twice the size of the County
Only
Star.
Wrote for it for 12
think
years.
About this. This is in a building half the size of the Philo Tavern. I mean, it's a itty bitty little podunk. And you have police coming to take computers and cell phones?
Wow.
But the big question is, why did they do it?
Okay, so...
What was the story? They must have been upset about something the paper did, or else it was a random raid by perhaps a group pretending to be police.
Several press freedom watchdogs condemned the Marion Police Department's actions as a blatant violation of the U.S. Constitution's protection of free press. The Marion County Records editor and publisher Eric Meyer worked with his staff on Sunday to reconstruct stories, ads, and other materials for the next edition Wednesday, even as he took time in the afternoon to provide a local funeral home with information about his mother Joan, the paper's co-owner. The search warrant posted online by the Kansas Reflector tied Friday morning raids led by Marion Police Chief Gideon Cody to dispute between the newspaper and the local restaurant owner, Carrie Newell. She is accused in the newspaper of invading her privacy and illegally accessing information about her and her driving record, and suggested the newspaper targeted her after she threw Meyer and a reporter out of the restaurant during a political event.
Well, there you go. And they shouldn't have raided the paper for that, I wouldn't think. You could file charges. You could do a libel suit. You could do other things.
Says Meyer saw Newell's complaints, which he said were untrue, is prompting the raids, which he also believes the newspaper aggressively covered the local politics and played a role. He said the newspaper was examining Cody's past work with Kansas City, Missouri police as well.
So they don't want any of that. And if you do it, they'll come take your stuff. And it's just, that's the kind of stuff where you're just thinking, let's see, Germany did that for a while.
And this says this is the type of stuff that Vladimir Putin does. Third world dictators do this. Gestapo style tactics from World War II.
I hate to tell you, but these are the kind of things like Merrick Garland does. And so did Bragg up in New York.
Well, didn't they call teachers, school board meetings, they were calling some of the parents, and they were pretty upset and doing some yelling and things, but they were calling them domestic terrorists.
Right.
So then
some of them ended up getting audited by the IRS or something, right?
I mean, didn't Richard Nixon, wasn't there a hint that, you can't weaponize these different departments this early 1970s? Well, we're full-blown weaponized.
And it's pretty obvious. I mean, at least it's not undercover. If you accept it, then we're going to have more of it. Just remember, you can't really state your opinion if we get to that point.
You have to go along
with what's being said, or else you're next.
Facebook had called 12 communist Chinese folks to help them with their censure, and they had them in Seattle for months.
Well, they're good at that.
Yeah, they are.
Yes. So is this the direction we want to go? Are you the one that wants to get the knock on the door, and you're saying, what did I do? Well, you express an opinion.
Well, in the case of Marion, it's more of a local, the sheriff's getting some bad press, so he just takes all the press away. You can't if you have the guns.
Cody said the raid was legal and tied to an investigation.
Okay.
The raids occurred in a town of about 1,900 people, nestled along the rolling prairie hills about 150 miles southwest of Kansas City, making a small weekly newspaper the latest to find itself in the headlines and possibly targeted for its reporting.
Well, Steve, the good news is that we can still talk about that, and there's pushback, and it gets out.
No, right.
And it's not hidden, and it's not denied. It's just an argument over whether they should have done it. And they'll probably get that one straight, as in, no, you can't do that.
I hope so. 217, AI spots plagiarism. Oh, that's good. If they can identify their own, that would be very good. Okay, we've got a break for the news. Be back. That's Brother Johnny. That's Diane Ducey.
Morning.
I'm Stevie J. It is Monday, August 14th. Champaign schools for sure are back today. And they get a week in the fall.
That's
why they go early. But August 14 feels a little early to me.
By the way, that you just said AI, artificial intelligence, yeah, spots plagiarism. AI is plagiarism. They're just taking everything.
They compile it, I guess.
Yeah, put it together. I don't. Okay, well, they can spot it, I suppose.
Yeah, originate it.
Takes one to know
That's
one.
That's right. All right, 8 o'clock, time for the news. We'll be right back. You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.